Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and today I've got Nathan Utz on the line from Resist and Bite. Thank you so much for joining me today, Nathan.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm really excited to catch up with you. You know, when you guys played Masquerade last weekend, it's kind of funny. I was sharing some video, and a friend of mine said, wow, it's kind of odd for a band to be doing a Tesla cover. And I said, you do realize that's Tommy Skio playing guitar in that band. And he didn't realize that. So I thought it would be good to catch up with you and just kind of help spread the word about Resist and Bite. I know you guys have been around for a couple years now. Saw you on Monsters of Rock Cruise and, of course, at Masquerade last weekend. But I wanted to help get the word out about this awesome band you guys created.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Yeah, it's been a cool adventure, man. It really has. Tommy, you know, even me with some of my past with the Blondes and stuff like that back in the 90s, you know,
sure.
But Tommy, the huge, you know, pillar in the situation. But, you know, strangely enough, he's, you know, we don't really want to ride those coattails too long. You know what I mean? We're trying to, we have so much to write. You know, we've written a whole lot of music. We just got back from Nashville recording some material for another EP that we're going to put out, like a 3-song EP. So
cool.
You know, we're definitely not wanting to, you know, lean on that too long, but you can't help it because it's amazing material, you know, and such a fabulous history with that too. So,
absolutely.
But the band's plugging away.
Yeah, and I, of course, have seen you out with George Lynch. You know, you're one of his go-to singers. And had the great pleasure of sharing a pizza with your drummer on Monsters of Rock Cruise. So it's kind of cool to see this whole band coming together.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about how the band formed.
Well, it's funny. Your pizza buddy was the guy that made all the phone calls. Yeah, Dave got everybody lined up. It was, you know, calling me. He knew Steve and Brian anyway, and he knew Tommy previously from, I think, doing some work with him previously. And then through Perry Richardson, he got a hold of me. So, you know, he kind of brought everybody together. It was kind of a band that was put together through phone calls, you know. To get together to record, and then if everybody liked it the way it was, you know, to form the band up. So it was kind of quick, you know.
And you said that you're working on an EP right now. I saw that you're also doing some tour dates in the fall with Last in Line. Tell us what you have in store for fans coming up in the next several months.
We've got September's starting to get pretty busy. Looks like we're going to be in Canada for a couple shows. I don't have the dates right here in front of me, but Canada, we're starting to head a little bit towards the middle to the west side of the country. Denver, going to be doing some stuff out there. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff popping up. The Last in Line show, it's funny with the words, it was kind of a last minute thing offered. So we definitely want to do that. We played there before at that venue. We were there with the Dead Daisies. So it's kind of going back to a club that we've been at before, but with another pretty massive band. And Andrew's
exactly.
A long buddy of mine. I've known Andrew for a long time. Actually, you know, rubbed elbows with Vivian years ago when he had the River Dogs, which was...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, his other band. Well, that's when Blondes, we were label mates. So we were both on the same label. So we were kind of, you know, caught in the same rooms at the same time, which, you know, for us was amazing because we were super young and he had already been doing it for a long time. So it'd be good to see him again, you know. That'd be nice. And yeah, who don't want to play with Last in Line?
I know, right? Such amazing talents. And they're just the nicest guys too. You know, you wouldn't realize the songwriting and the talent behind them and the history sitting down to chat with them. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Vivian's out doing the stadium tour right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's going to be fun to get in there and jump in with them. I think it's only one date. I don't know
okay.
if there's any at it, but who knows, you know?
Yeah, that definitely piqued my interest. I saw Columbus, Ohio, because my oldest daughter is going off to Ohio State University. So that'll give mom an excuse to go visit and catch a few great bands. Not too long of a ride here from Pittsburgh. Very cool. So tell us where fans and new fans can find Resist and Bite online, website, social, and so forth, so they can check you guys out.
Yeah, it's super simple. ResistandBite.com. It's that easy. It opens up the website and all the information, usually the, you know, up to current information as to where we're at, what we're doing, all of our merch, anything, any kind of information you want to get, you can get it from that. And, you know, and obviously Facebook, all the other social media networks that people can get a hold of you at. But yeah, ResistandBite.com, and it gives you everything you want.
Excellent. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today. Anything else on the horizon for you personally? I know you've, you know, like I said, been out with George Lynch, Aerosmith tribute. Any other new things for you personally?
Yeah, I'm actually playing drums in my brother's band. My younger brother writes, and it's more top 40. It's, you know, it's not heavy. It's not metal. More of a collective soul kind of thing. My younger brother. So I'm helping him out too. I'm part of his organization. So that's good, you know. But the rest of it's just day by day, you know, whatever. I get hit all the time, you know. Also have been working on a cartoon called Passion Rocks, which is about an 80s band that gets trapped in time from Aquanet Hairspray. And pop out into today in LA, and you can see it. It's on YouTube. If you look up YouTube, go to YouTube and look up Passion Rocks, R-O-X-X, and it's a cartoon. It's a sizzle. It's just a sizzle reel to give you an idea of the cartoon that's coming up. We're in the works with it right now. There's some names that I really can't release right now, okay. But some big rock stars that are going to be involved. I'm actually the lead character in it, Taz. So it's going to be good. That's another adventure that I'm embarking on right now. And my younger brother's involved in that too, cause he's just amazingly funny, super funny guy. Very, very well-worded, intelligent dude. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, we definitely loved our Aquanet Hairspray back in the day.
Yeah. You got to watch the sizzle's pretty funny. So, and it just gives you a quick spurt of what's to come with that show. So kind of be keeping your eyes out for that. But other than that, just God has blessed me, man. I'm just, you know, lucky to be alive and healthy. My wife and kids are alive and healthy, and music's good, and I'm getting offers. People are, you know, I'm doing things. It's only what my mom and dad would want, you know?
Yeah, excellent. I mean, you guys kind of emerged during pandemic times with Resist and Bite, so I think things are only going to get better from here, right?
Yeah, well, you know, with all the bad, there's some good. If it wasn't for COVID, we probably would have never made that record. Time, scheduling, everything was impossible. So when the whole planet shut down, you know, studios were sitting there doing nothing. You know, prices dropped tremendously to get into studios. There's a lot of producers, engineers laying around doing nothing. They got nothing to do.
Right.
And we were, you know, when me and Tommy got together, the writing started just going crazy. So he kind of opened a floodgate with me that hadn't been opened in a while. So we were just going nuts. Music, song after song after song after song. So I think if it wasn't for COVID, we wouldn't have this record right now. So there was that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again. And I'll help spread the word about this great new band you guys put together. And probably see you guys in Columbus, Ohio with Last in Line.
Yeah. Yes, hope to see you, man. I'll see you again. That's cool.